From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County forwarding an advisory from state public health officials urging everyone to refrain from vaping no matter the substance or source until current investigations are complete. The health advisory follows an executive order from the governor last week to control the growing youth epidemic and health risks linked to vaping. As of yesterday, they received reports that 90 people across the state who have a history of vaping were hospitalized for severe breathing problems and lung damage. Two have died. Representative Jared Huffman out with a statement following Speaker Pelosi's announcement of an official impeachment inquiry. He says, "I have long believed that President Trump's obstruction of justice, conflicts of interest, and contempt for the rule of law amounted to high crimes and misdemeanors as described in the Constitution. But his efforts to coerce the government of Ukraine into helping his re-election campaign and his work to cover up a whistleblower's credible and urgent report clearly undermines our system of checks and balances and represents a historic tipping point. I strongly support this important and historic decision and will keep working with my colleagues to hold President Trump accountable." Lost Coast Outpost is reporting that enrollment at Humboldt State is down by over 1,000 students this year, and internal predictions project declining enrollment over the next 5 years. They're predicting that by the 2023-24 school year, enrollment will be 5,779 students, compared to 6,763 currently and last year's enrollment of 7,774. Reflecting this, the school received $36.4 million in-state tuition revenue for the current school year, down $5.8 million when compared to last year and nearly $9 million short of the recent high in the 2015-2016 school year. A witness in the hit-and-run case of Jeffrey Sarnas went MIA Tuesday, causing a delay in the court proceedings. Lost Coast Outpost reports Deputy DA Roger Reese announced one of his witnesses who'd been in the courthouse earlier in the morning now couldn't be found. Reese said he told Barbara Kraft she could take a break but be back by 10 a.m. An hour later, she was still not found. She was scheduled to testify against Sarnas, who's accused of fleeing the scene after his pickup truck struck Garberville resident 48-year-old Marie Kelly as she walked on Fernbridge the night of November 27, 2018. Just a reminder, if you live in Arcata, conserve water today between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. as the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District works on valve replacement. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.